Pacific Ocean, bordered on the north by Canada, and on the south by Mexico, lie the states of the West. The West is a region of immense geographic variety, a land of mountains, deserts, and beaches. The states of the West are California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. The Pacific Ocean washes the region's western shores. Three of the western states, California, Oregon, and Washington, border on the Pacific. The ocean provides the western region with miles of beautiful beaches and with rich catches of fish and seafood. Mountains known as the Pacific Coastal Ranges follow the coastline. The coastal mountains stretch from Mexico to Canada through all three Pacific coast states. Like the Atlantic coast, the Pacific coast of the United States is rocky and rugged. But the shoreline of the Pacific is very different from the shoreline of the Atlantic. In the east, a wide lowland area, the coastal plain, stretches inland along the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. The coastal plain is shown in green on this map. The western or Pacific side of the continent has no coastal plain. Along the Pacific coast, the mountains come right down to the sea. Just east of the Pacific coastal ranges are three low-lying areas: the Central Valley of California, the Willamette Valley of Oregon, and the Puget Sound lowland in Washington. These lowlands appear in green on this map. California's Central Valley contains some of the nation's richest farmland. The Central Valley grows grapes and many other kinds of fruits and vegetables. Oregon's Willamette Valley is also an important area for farming, as is the Puget Sound lowland. The major cities of the West are located in the interior valleys, like Portland, Oregon, or along the Pacific coast, like San Francisco. To the east of the interior valleys lie two of the most spectacular mountain ranges of the North American continent, the Sierra Nevadas of California and the Cascade Range of Oregon and Washington. The Cascades contain such spectacular peaks as Mount Hood in Oregon and Mount Rainier in Washington. Notice that Mount Rainier and Mount Hood are both almost perfectly cone-shaped. The cone shape is a clue that the mountains were formed by volcanoes. A volcano is an explosion of fire, lava, and ash from deep within the earth. In this picture, taken in the 1970s, another cone-shaped peak, Mount St. Helens, appears in the distance. This is what Mount St. Helens looks like today. The change came when, in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted or blew up. Mount St. Helens is an active volcano, a mountain that is still being formed. Both the Cascade Range and the Sierra Nevada are volcanic in origin, and in the same places that there are volcanoes, you will find earthquakes. The orange dots on this map show where earthquakes have happened during the 20th century. As you can see, the states of the West are particularly hard hit by earthquake activity. The Cascade Range and the Sierra Nevada contain some of the largest unspoiled forests on the North American continent. Some of the forests are used for lumber. Logging is an important industry in the states of the West. Other forests have been set aside for public use. These giant redwood trees are inside Mount Rainier National Park in Washington. And these redwoods are in California. This is Yosemite National Park in California's Sierra Nevada. The park is located in a beautiful mountain valley. The mountains surrounding are volcanoes that have long been dormant. The word dormant means sleeping. A dormant volcano is one that is not active. After the mountains were formed, glaciers, huge sheets of ice, moved through the Yosemite area. The weight of the glaciers smoothed and polished the mountainsides and created a broad U-shaped valley. We know how glaciers shape the land because there are many active glaciers in the mountains of the west. This glacier is moving down one of the slopes of Mount Rainier. To the east of the Sierra Nevadas lies one of the driest parts of the United States, the Great Basin, or Basin and Range Area. Land in the Basin and Range Area consists of ranges of mountains alternating with natural bowls or basins. The Basin and Range Area covers almost all of the state of Nevada, as well as parts of southeastern Oregon and southeastern California. Much of the land in the Basin and Range Area is desert. North of the Basin and Range and east of the Cascade Mountains is another high, dry region, the Columbia Plateau. A plateau is a wide, relatively flat area that is high above sea level. Both the Columbia Plateau and the Basin and Range area are on the western side of the Rocky Mountains. The Rockies are part of a great cordillera, or chain, of mountains that stretches from Alaska through Canada and the United States and down into Mexico. The two largest rivers that serve the region, the Columbia River and the Colorado River, run down from the Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. Other rivers descend to the Pacific from the Sierra Nevadas, the Cascades, and the coastal ranges. For example, the Willamette River flows down from the Cascades to meet the Columbia River at the site of Portland, Oregon. From Portland, the Columbia flows on to join the Pacific. The western region also has many man-made bodies of water. This reservoir is located in California just north of Yosemite Park. A reservoir is a lake formed by building a dam across a river. This man-made ditch is wider and longer than most rivers. It is a canal that brings water from the Sierra Nevada to the farms and cities of California. Canals and reservoirs are needed because much of the western region is very dry. This map shows the average amount of precipitation that falls every year. The blue areas are the places that get the most moisture. The tan areas get between 10 and 20 inches a year. The gold areas get less than 10 inches. The west is moist along the coast and in the interior valleys. It is drier in the mountains and driest of all in the basin and range area. The part of the West that gets the most rain is the Olympic Peninsula in the state of Washington between Puget Sound and the ocean. The area is shown in deep blue on the map. The Olympic Peninsula contains one of the last surviving rainforests in North America. The rare plants that grow here can flourish only in moderate, extremely moist climates. This map shows average temperatures during the month of January. The blue areas get below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The gray areas are below freezing. The green areas are between 32 and 50 degrees. The yellow areas are between 50 and 68 degrees. The west has a strip of moderate winter weather along the Pacific coast and an even warmer strip along the border with Mexico. Because of its mild winters, Southern California is a popular retirement and vacation area. This map shows average temperatures during the month of July. The yellow areas are between 50 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The orange areas are between 68 and 80 degrees. In the red areas, temperatures climb above 90. In the summer, it is cooler along the coast than it is in the interior. The Pacific coast has a maritime climate. The word maritime means having to do with the sea. Breezes from off the ocean cool the coastline in summer and warm it in the winter. Inland, the sea breezes are blocked by the mountains. Very little moisture reaches the interior. The West has spectacular mountains. Swift streams, dense forests, fertile valleys, and rocky beaches. It is a land of great natural beauty. America's gateway to the Pacific.